Okay, so we began last time, Tosfos, on Daf Chof Tes Omud Aleph. I'm wondering, by the way, Ramosha Zelig, both yesterday morning and last night, it froze in the middle. Is that anything to do with this 40-minute extension, or what's very strange? No, nothing to do with it?
I have no idea.
I don't think so.
All right, let's just hope for the best. Fine. So we began the beginning of Tosfos. I'd like to try and at least finish the Tosfos today, and there's lots to do, Rishonim, and we want to get to the halacha as well. So we have to remind ourselves, we've got to be very, very clear. This is not complicated, but we have to be clear of the stages. Gemara said we have a stira. What's the stira? In one place it says, if you miss the bracha of the same talumata in Birkas HaGeshomim, She'elas Shonim, Birkas HaShonim, you do not have to go back. And on another place it says, you do have to go back. That seems to be a stira, an open contradiction. And the Gemara said, very simple, Teretz, it depends, did you remember before Shemir Tefillah or after Shemir Tefillah? Now, half of that equation is very simple. If you remember before Shemir Tefillah, then indeed you do not need to go back, and that's very straightforward because you have a second chance at Shemir Tefillah. So that part of the equation is very simple. What's not so simple is the second part of the equation. If you only remember after Shemir Tefillah, then you do have to go back. Machzirin oisai. And this, of course, begs the question, firstly, what does that mean you're after Shemir Tefillah? Where exactly are you up to? Are you just post Shemir Tefillah, or have you finished Shemoneh Esrei? Where exactly are you up to? And more importantly, if you haven't finished Shemoneh Esrei and we're going to send you back, where do we send you back to? Where do you go back? And of course, there's three options. We can either insist you go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, or to Birkas Hashonim, or back to Shemir Tefillah, which is where I wanted you to grab your second opportunity, and you didn't, so you can go there again. Three opportunities, three different stations, and it's not clear in the Gemara which one is being referred to. So let's have a look again. Let's go from the beginning of Tosfos. We'll do the first part quickly because we've already learned that. Ha de idkar, idkar means remembered. Ha de idkar achar or bosor shemir tefillah. Did you remember after shemir tefillah? Well, then you have to go back. Not clear where to. Says Tosfos, oz. Under that circumstance, vadai machzirin oisai, you certainly have to go back. Top line of Tosfos.
I'm sorry, which Tosfos? Chaf?
The long Tosfos.
Chaf Tes? Oh, I'm on the wrong page.
Oz vadai machzirin oisai. Says Tosfos, miu imloi okar raglov. However, if you've not yet uprooted your feet, which means you have not yet totally finished your Shemoneh Esrei, your feet are still together, which always means you haven't officially ended your Shemoneh Esrei, then einoi tzorich lachzor l'roish. Then you do not need to go back to the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei. So that's chidush number one of Tosfos. So Tosfos has in part resolved one of our shailas. This particular shaila was, where must you go back to? And we're being told by Tosfos, you do not need to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei as long as you haven't been Oikar Raglov. Says Tosfos, another chiddush, V'loi lebirkas hashanim. In fact, you don't even need to go back to Baruch Aleinu. Elo chayzer leShemir Tefillah. You merely go back to Shemir Tefillah. So if we had three particular junctions, beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, Baruch Aleinu, or Shemir Tefillah, Tosfos is telling us you just go back to station number three, which is Shemir Tefillah. Fine. That was Tosfos Chiddush that we saw yesterday. Good morning, Reb Nachum.
Good morning.
Says Tosfos, we're in the top Tosfos again, that long Tosfos. We're just going over the beginning again, and then we'll continue. Be'ezras Hashem. V'chein mashma b'Yerushalmi b'perakein oimdin. So too, this is the implication in the Yerushalmi, in the perek called Ein Oimdim. Ein Oimdim is a perek in Brachas. It is the fifth perek of Brachas. Says Tosfos, what does it say there in Yerushalmi? The Komar, it says there, Im loy shoal birkas hashonim machzirin oisei. It says, if you didn't ask for the same talamotah, you've got to go back. Ulehechon choizer. And the Yerushalmi asks, straight out, where must you go back to? So the exact question that we're posing, the Yerushalmi in fact asks explicitly, and it says there, Rabbi Shimon ben Rabbi Shem Rabbi Yechanan, Omar b'Rosh Chodesh, the same as in Rosh Chodesh, im okar raglov choizel arosh. Once you've been oikar your aglaim, you've finished your Shmoneh Esrei and you forgot Yalav Yovei, let's say on Rosh Chodesh morning, you've got to go back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei. V'im lav, but if you didn't finish your Shmoneh Esrei, your feet are still together, then choizer la'avoido. Hochanami, what does it mean, avoido, to the bracha of Ritzei, hochanami, so too with regard to our Shaila Birkas Hashanim, choizer l'shemea tfilo. That is the end of the quote of the Yerushalmi. Says Tosfos, what do you see there, Alma? You see, mashma behedya, clear implication, de einoi choizer elo l'shemea tfilo. You only have to go back to shemea tfilo, ki loi okar raglov, as long as you have not been okar raglov and you are still considered the davening Shmoneh Esrei. So let's press pause for the moment. So far, what emerges is as follows. If you have been okar raglov, if you finish the Shmoneh Esrei, you've definitely got to go back all the way to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei, start all over again. The chiddush is, if you moved on, Ritzei and Aydoya and Sim Shalom, and in fact, you might even be in the middle of Elokai Netzoyer, but as long as you haven't been Oika Raglov, you are still considered to be in Shmoneh Esrei. You do not need to go back to point one, which is the beginning of the Shmoneh Esrei, or even point two, which is Baruch Aleinu, but rather you go to point three, which is Shemea Tfilah. That's what emerges so far. And we're deriving that from the Gemara Yerushalmi. Remember, in our Gemara, in the Gemara Bavli, there seems to be no indication whatsoever that would help us resolve this Shaila, and that's why Tosfos had to look further afield in the Yerushalmi. Says Tosfos, Miu, now this is new territory, we did not do this yet. Miu. Ha Yerushalmi polig, but the Gemara Yerushalmi definitely argues a Gemara didan. What does didan mean? Our. The Gemara Yerushalmi definitely argues in one particular point on our Gemara, meaning the Bavli, with regard to begevurois geshomim. Remember, we must always make a distinction between gevurois geshomim, which is a mere mention, as opposed to She'elas Geshomim, which is a request. What we've been discussing in our Sugya and in our Tosfos is the She'ela, the request. Yerushalmi seems to indicate you go back to Shemea Tfilah. Says Tosfos, but one thing I can tell you, the Yerushalmi definitely seems to disagree with the Bavli with regard to Gevurois Geshomim, not She'elas Geshomim. Gevurois Geshomim, which is
Mashiach.
Mashiv Aruach Umayrid Hagoshim. Why? What does it say there and what does it say here? Dahacha Ktoni, because over here in our Gemara, in the Gemara Bavli, we learned this yesterday, it said, Hacha Ktoni Loi Hizkir Gvurais Geshamim Machzirin Oisa, you've got to go back. Veloi Ka Omar, and it did not tell us anywhere, La Oimroi Beshemea Tfilah. Remember, we discussed this yesterday, Tosfos on Amud Aleph. Tosfos says, Shemea Tfilah is the general bracha that you can insert all your requests. But Mashiv HaRuach is not a request. Mashiv HaRuach is a hazkara. It's a mention of the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that has no place in Shemea Tfilah. And that's why, says Tosfos, in our Gemara, it says, if you miss Mashiv HaRuach, you've got to repeat Shmoneh Esrei, or you've got to go back, and there is no possibility of putting Mashiv HaRuach in Shemea Tfilah. How do I know that, says Tosas? Because it's not mentioned at all in the Bavli as an option. It simply says in our Gemara, if you forget Mashiva Ruach, what do you do? You've got to go back. Nobody ever told us that you have a second go at Shemir Tefillah. However, if you look in the Yerushalmi seems to differ. Why? What does it say in Yerushalmi? Yerushalmi Ka'omar, it says there in Yerushalmi, Im lo isho alba birkas hashonim. It starts talking about the birkas hashonim, that's not the hazkara, that's the she'ilah. It says that if you didn't ask there, oim reba shemea tefillah, fine. But here comes the chiddush, udichvasa. What does dichvasa mean? And similarly, im lo hizkir Gavurois geshomim betchias hamesim mazkir b'shemeya tefillah. So there you have it. The Yerushalmi says, dichvasa. Similarly, if you did not say mashiva ruach, that's called hazkoras or gavurois geshomim, you also then have a second bite of the cherry, which is in Shemea Tefillah. The Yerushalmi explains, Uma im She'ela. It's a kal v'chaima. If already in the case of the She'ela, what's the She'ela? The same talumata. Shehi midoichak. What does that mean, shehi midoichak? You're saying it, as it were, under pressure. Why are you asking for rain? It's a bakosha. You're desperate for rain. Oim Rabba Shemea Tefillah, and we still allow you to say it in Shemea Tefillah, comma, Hazkara. So a mere mention of Mashiva Ruach Shehi Merevach. What does Merevach mean? Merevach is the opposite of Doichag. Merevach, I'm saying it comfortably. Loi Kol Shekein? Question mark. In other words, the Yerushalmi says, as we said yesterday, we have to get this 1,000% clear. We mention rainfall twice in davening. One is a hazkara and one is a she'ela. What's the difference? The she'ela, as Tosfos puts it over here, is said mitoich hadchak. What does hadchak mean? It's said in pressure as a desperate request to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Mashiva Ruach is not a desperate request. It is a very calmly stated praise and compliment, as it were, a praise of HaKadosh Baruch. Says Tosfos, says Yerushalmi, as far as I'm concerned, it's a kal v'chaima. If the she'ela of Geshomim, which is said under pressure, which is another, it's a euphemism for a she'ela, a bakosha, which you would have thought that's a more significant part of davening and must therefore be said in its place. And yet, no, you can say it out of place as well, at least b'dieved, in Shemea Tefillah. Kol Shekein, how much more so, Mashiva Ruach, which is not said under pressure. That's a mere compliment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a praise that can surely be said in the bracha of Shemea. So we have, seems to be, reverse logic over here. Tosfos that we learned yesterday said that to the contrary, Mashiva Ruach does not slide into Shemea Tefillah. Why? Precisely because Shemea Tefillah is a bracha in which you put requests, not praises. And Yerushalmi is saying the opposite. Yerushalmi says, you can put Mashiva Ruach. In fact, it's a kol shekein. You could put Mashiva Ruach in Shemea Tefillah. Says Tosfos in conclusion, what do I see from over there? Last word on the line. Alma, I see from over there, the Behedya Isa. It clearly states, Hosam in Yerushalmi, the Choyzer, you do go, the Gvurais Geshomim, le Shemea Tefillah, period. Let's sum up so far. Like I told you before, it's not complicated. We've just got to be clear of each stage by stage. So far, we've learned two halachas in this Tosfos, both based on the Yerushalmi. Halacha number one, that if you forget the she'ela of Geshomim and you miss it out twice, not only in Baruch Oleinu, but again in Shemei Tefillah, the Yerushalmi says you do not need to repeat Shemei Nehesra. In fact, you do not need to go back to Berkas Hashanim. It suffices to go back to Shemei Tefillah. What does the Bavli have to say about that? The Bavli didn't say anything about that. So we don't know. At the moment, we'll have to base ourselves on the Yerushalmi. Chiddush number two, one thing that L'chaira was stated in the Bavli seemed to indicate, even though it didn't spell it out specifically, but the Bavli seemed to indicate that with regard to the Hazkara, not the Sheila, Mashiv Ruach, if you miss that out, it's game over. You don't get a second go. Says Tosis, in Yerushalmi it says the opposite. In Yerushalmi it says you do get a second go. In fact, it's a kal v'chaimah that you get a second go, and you can put it in Shemei Tefillah. So it would seem to be that we have a machlokes with regard to Mashiv HaRuach between the Bavli, our Gemara, and the Yerushalmi. Says Tosfos, perhaps not. Says Tosfos, v'efsher. Efsher means it's a suggestion. I can't prove it. I can suggest it. Says Tosfos, v'efsher liyos. Maybe it could be shahagemara shalonu. Our Gemara loy choshash lefarshoy. Was not concerned to explain this point. Meaning, even though our Gemara did not say anything about putting Mashiv HaRuach in Shemei Tefillah, but maybe it's not a proof. Maybe our Gemara did not seem concerned, did not bother even stating the point. Why? Mishum hakal v'chaymer k'di'isa b'Yerushalmi. If the Yerushalmi tells me it's a kal v'chaymer, that means it's something which is very, very logical. So if it's so logical, maybe we can suggest. That's why the Gemara Bavli missed it out. Meaning, if something is illogical and I wouldn't have come up with it myself, then the Gemara needs to say it. And if the Gemara doesn't say it, like we always say, you have to be medayek, not only what's stated, but also what's not stated. But if it is 100% logical, as is evident in the Yerushalmi says it's a kal v'chaymer, it's the most obvious thing in the world, then we no longer have a right to be medayek the fact that it wasn't stated in the Bavli. Why wasn't it stated in the Bavli? Maybe, as Tosa says, because it's so overwhelmingly obvious, the Gemara Bavli didn't even see reason to state it at all. So it could well be that there in fact is no machlokes on this point between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, and it may be, Tosfos didn't prove it, he suggested, maybe everybody is in agreement, if you missed out Mashiv HaRuach, you do in fact have another chance in Shemei Tefillah. The Yerushalmi says so clearly. The Bavli didn't talk about it, maybe because it's so obvious. Says Tosfos, one second. V'hadaktani, so that which we stated in the Bavli, loy, hizkir, gevurois, geshomim, machzirin, oisoi, quote, unquote. When it says in the Bavli that if you didn't mention gevurois, geshomim, which is Mashiv HaRuach, you have to go back. Maybe that means, I read, that's talking about Shaloi Hizkir Klal Bashemea Tfilah period. Maybe the Bavli simply means yes, you have to go back if indeed you didn't mention it in Shemea Tfilah. But if you remembered before Shemea Tfilah, maybe the Bavli agrees with Yerushalmi and that you have a second bite at the cherry, which is you can put Mashiv HaRuach in Shemea Tfilah. So again, Tosfos is not being conclusive about this. He's just saying maybe. says Toysvus. No, I backtrack. I totally backtrack. Vahor Lesa underlined. What does that mean, Vahor Lesa? This is not so. It was a very nice suggestion. Vahor, this Lesa simply does not hold true. It is not correct. Do you know why it's not correct? I'll prove to you, says Tosfos, that the Bavli does, in fact, argue with Yerushalmi. And I'll prove to you that the opinion of the Bavli is you do not have a second bite of the cherry in Shemei Tfilah with regard to Mashiv HaRuach. The Bavli says you do. The Yerushalmi says you do have a second go. What's the opinion of the Bavli? So we've been trying to suggest maybe the Bavli agrees to the Yerushalmi. Says Tosfos, on second thoughts, I backtrack and I'll prove to you conclusive proof that not the opinion of the Bavli. Do you know how I know? Says Tosfos, v'hol leisa, this is simply not true. D'ha b'maskana, in the maskana of the Gemara, muki, we establish Hi, Memra, this statement, the whole Brisa that we were dealing with, we established that what are we talking about? Benizkar Koidem Shemeya Tfilah. We said we're talking about, if you remembered, before Shemeya Tfilah, Mishum, because of Pircha, the question, the She'ela with regard to She'ela. Period. Big period over here. What does Tosfos say? Rabbosai, this is not complicated. You just have to hold kop and be clear in the stages of the Gemara. How did this whole Gemara start? If you're clear in the Gemara, we'll see Tosfos reads like a dream, extremely simple. The Gemara initially quoted, I believe it was the name of Rav Asi, a whole list of halachas with regard to Gevurah Geshomim and Havdalah and Shemir Tfilah. We then quoted in the name of the Braisa all of the same halachas, pretty much the same halachas, but there was one difference. There was a big contradiction. What was the stira? Rav Asi told us that if you miss out Birkas Hashanim, what's the halacha? Said Rav Asi, don't worry. Why don't you worry? Because you can always say it in Shemeya Tfilah. And yet in the Braisa brought the exact same halacha, and the Braisa says, what's the halacha with regards to Birkas Hashanim? And there it says, you do have to go back. You do have to go back. So we had a stira. Rav Asi said, Ein machzira noisoi. You do not have to go back. Why? Because you can say it in Shemeya Tfilah. And the Braisa says, you do have to go back. Stira, that was the big kasha of the Gemara. So we tried to differentiate between Yochid and Tzibur that fell through the cracks. What was the maskana? Gemara says there is no contradiction at all. Rav Asi says that you don't have to go back because he's talking about you remembered before Shemeya Tfilah and therefore you could just merely wait until Shemeya Tfilah. And when in the Braisa it says that you do have to go back, that means because you actually remembered after Shemeya Tfilah. Well, then you do have to go back without getting involved for the moment where you have to go back to, but there you do have to go back. You do have to go back. If that's the case, let's go back now to Rav Asi's statement. If you look, turn over the Gemara back to Chof Tes Amud Aleph. On the sixth last line of the page. Gufa, first word on the line, Gufa. Says the Gemara, let's read that line again. Gufa. Omar of Tanchum, Omar of Asi. To'o, V'loi Hizkir Gevurois Geshomim, B'tchia Samesim, Machzir Enoisei. She'eila B'berchas Hashanim, Ein Machzir Enoisei, M'pnei She'yochel O'imra B'shimea Tfila. So what did Rav Asi just tell me now? Rav Asi told me that if you miss out Mashiva Ruach, you've got to go back. If you miss out She'elas Geshomim, the same Talamota, you do not have to go back because you can say it in Shemir Tefillah. And what did the Gemara explain, Lamaskona? That all of that is talking about when? If you remembered before Shemir Tefillah. That's the only way we could reconcile that with the later Brisa that seemed to contradict. So Rav Asi's statement was said in which case? When you remembered before Shemir Tefillah. Well, if that's the case, when he began saying, if I didn't say Gevurois Geshomim, which means Mashiv Ruach, you've got to go back. When is he talking about? Again, before Shemea Tfilah. The Gemara's Maskana is that Rav Asi was talking about somebody who remembered his mistake before Shemea Tfilah. And in that very line, what does it say? That if you forgot Mashiva Ruach, you've got to go back. So what do I see from there? Not like the Yerushalmi. I see clearly that even if you remembered before Shemaya Tefillah, after all, that is what Rav Asi is talking about, Lamaskona. And yet, what did he say? You've got to go back. So Tosfos before was trying to make shalom between the Bavli and Yerushalmi. And he says, well, maybe it means you've got to go back if you've sailed past Shemaya Tefillah. So Tosfos, that's not true. Because the Maskana of the Gemara was that Rav Asi is talking about somebody who remembered prior to Shemaya Tefillah. And over there it says you've got to go back. So therefore, for all my peacemaking attempts, I have no choice, says Tosfos, but to conclude that the opinion of the Bavli is, even if you remember before Shemaya Tefillah, I'm sorry, Mashiva Ruach will send you back. Not like the Bavli. Let's look at Tosfos again, those lines, and we'll see it reads very simply. When Tosfos says, V'ha Leisa, it's simply not true to try and suggest that you can have another go at Shemaya Tefillah according to the Bavli. Do you know why it's not true? D'habamaskana. Because in the final analysis, Muki Hai Memra, the Gemara establishes this statement, B'nizkar koidem Shemaya Tefillah. The Gemara explains that we're talking about when you remembered your mistake when? Prior to Shemaya Tefillah. Why did we have to say that? Mishum pircha de she'ela, because of the Gemara's question with regard to she'ela. We had a stira with regard to she'ela. We had no choice but to say that Rav Asi is talking about koidem Shemaya Tefillah. And in that very line, what does it say? If you forgot Mashiva Ruach, then you have to go back. Therefore, says Tosfos, we have no choice but to conclude there is a clear machloikas between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi with regard to Mashiva Ruach. Again, if you forgot Mashiva Ruach, do you or don't you have a second opportunity in Shemaya Tefillah? The answer is, the Yerushalmi says, you can have another go in Shemaya Tefillah. In fact, the Yerushalmi said it's an obvious thing, it's a Kal V'chomer. The Bavli clearly holds not so. The opinion of the Bavli is, if you miss out Mashiva Ruach, whenever you remember, it's too bad, back to the beginning of Shemoyne Esra. Let's carry on, Tosfos. Ub Yerushalmi Kama. Tosus is now continuing to learn the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi Kama. Yerushalmi says a third din. How many halachas have we so far extrapolated from the Yerushalmi? One with regard to She'ela and one with regard to Haskara. With regard to She'ela, we were taught by the Yerushalmi that even if you merrily sail on, as long as you haven't been Oikar Raglov, you merely go back to Shemeya Tfilo. Chiddush number two was Mashiva Ruach, if you forgot it, the Yerushalmi seems to hold, you get another opportunity at Shemeya Tfilo. Although Tosis has just proved that the Bavli, however, disagrees, you do not get a second opportunity with regards to Mashiva Ruach. Zok Tosis weiter. Ubi Yerushalmi Ka'oma. We're about halfway through. First word on the line, Ka'oma. Yerushalmi says now a third halacha. Hoya oimed betal. If you were standing in tal. Now what does it mean in tal? Obviously it means during the summer months like now when you're supposed to be saying Meir datal. Vehizkir shel geshem. And you accidentally said Mashiva ruach Meir dagoshem. Yerushalmi says, Machzirin Oisai. Pirush, what does that mean? Biyamois Hakayitz, in the summer. If somebody in the summer months, instead of saying, Meir Datal, he said, Mashiva Ruach, that's considered to be a very, very severe mistake. Why is that a severe mistake? Because Geshem, in the summer, is considered to be a klola. It's not a bracha, it's a klola. So if you ask for rain in the summer months, then you're basically asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for a curse. In which case, you have to repeat Shemoneh Esra. Uporich, and the Gemara Yerushalmi asks there the following question. Vahotanya, but surely we have learned in a braisa betal, that's murid atal, uberuchos, that is mashiv oruach, loy chiyavu chachomim lahazkir. The chachomim were not mechayev you to mention them. So why are you telling me it's so important to go back and say murid atal? Moed Atol is not an absolute chiyuv to mention in the first place. For example, all of us remember in Chutz La'aretz, how do Bnei Ashkenaz daven at the moment in Chutz La'aretz? No. Nothing. They obviously don't say Mashiva Ruach and Moed HaGoshem because we don't want Geshem in the summer. But they don't say Moed Atol either. So you see that Tal is never absolutely mandatory. That was the Gemara's Kasha. If you mention Geshem, you have to go back. What do you have to go back for? To say Tal, but Tal is not so important. Tosis explains the question. V'hochi porich. This is what the Gemara Yerushalmi means to ask. Ki heichi, just as. De'im loy hizkir klal mital. If you did not mention Tal at all, Einoi Ikuv, that does not prevent your Shemoneh Esra. V'im hoya roitza lazkir maskim. But if you want to mention it, you may, but you don't absolutely have to. So Hochanami, wouldn't it be the same? So too as well. Im omad v'tal, if you were standing in the bracha of Tal, v'izkir shel geshem, surely I should say, Ein lochush. Nothing to be concerned about. Deloy Gora, because it's surely no worse. Miloy Hizkir Tal Klal. What's the obvious answer, as we've already mentioned? Umashani and the Gemara Yerushalmi answers, no. It's much worse to say Geshem than to say nothing. Deloy Domi, It can't be compared at all. Why not? Ha'u de makli umatzli. What does makli mean? It's a curse. The makli umatzli, you've cursed in your davening. You cannot compare somebody who's cursed in his davening, la'ahu de matzli v'loy makl, as opposed to somebody who has davened, albeit he missed out tal, but at least he didn't mention anything which is a curse, pirish, makalil. Kloima, what this means is, einoi doima, you cannot compare, kesha oimed betal ve'izkir shel geshem, shehu simon klala. That's a klala, you cannot compare that, lemisha einoi mazke klal, loy tal v'loy geshem, she'enoi makalil. Okay, let's press pause over here, and we'll tune back in. So again, what does the Yerushalmi say? Yerushalmi says, if in the summer you were supposed to say Tal and you said Geshem, you've got to go back. Says the Gemara, why do you have to go back? Surely Tal is not that mandatory. If you miss it out completely, it's not the end of the world. Says the Gemara, that's true. If you miss it out, that's one thing. But far worse is to say the wrong thing. It's worse to say the wrong thing than to say nothing. Why? Because it's a klala. It's a klala. It's a new halacha that we're learning now. And this is halacha l'maisa. Let's see Tosfos. Tosfos says, indeed, v'chein halacha l'maisa. This indeed is definitely halacha l'maisa. She'im oimeid b'shel tal. That if you're standing in the bracha of tal, that means now in the summer, today, Negei Halacha L'maisa, Vehizkir Shel Geshem, and you mentioned Geshem, then you have to know the Halacha is the Machzirin Oisei. You've got to go back. Why do you have to go back? Because you have mentioned a Simon Klala. If, however, Ve'im Loi Hizkir Mishnehem Klal, and what happens if you didn't mention either of them at all? That's actually not so bad. Ein machzir en oisai. You do not have to return. So this is now the third halacha we have learned from the Yerushalmi. We're going to keep summing up over here. Halacha number one was that if you forget the same talomata, as long as you haven't finished davening, you merely go back to Shemir Tfilah. Halacha number two was that even Mashiva Ruach, if you forgot, you have another bite of the cherry in Shemir Tfilah, although Tosfos proved that the Bavli disagrees with that. Third halacha, which Tosfos says we do agree with, halacha l'maisa, that if you say Geshem in the summer, you've got to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. If you say nothing at all, then that's fine, v'di'evet. Says Tosfos now, v'hodar ka'omar b'Yerushalmi. Another halacha. This is now the fourth halacha. V'hodakom b'Yerushalmi, we then continue in Yerushalmi and we're taught another halacha, what would be in the reverse scenario? Koi b'geshem. What does that mean if koi b'geshem? If you're standing in Geshem, in other words, in the winter months, v'hizkir b'sheltal, ein machzir in oisoi, we do not repeat you. We do not have to, we're not machayev you to go back. Very interesting. If in the summer you say the wrong hazkara, you do have to go back. In the winter, if you say the wrong hazkara, you do not have to go back. What's the difference? Says the Tosfos uparech mehocha. And the Gemara immediately asks from what we just said, surely vahotanya, didn't we just learn in a braisa? We said in our Gemara that if you did not say Geshem in the second bracha, then you do have to repeat Shemona Esra. So why are you telling me that if I didn't say Geshem and I said Tal, that I don't have to repeat Shemona Esra? It's a stira. Or Mashani? No. Ha the idkar, ha the loy idkar. One you mentioned, one you didn't mention, albeit the wrong thing. What does that mean? Ha the loy idkar, loy tal, v'loy matar. If in the winter months you did not mention anything, that's the subject of our Gemara, l'kach machzir in oisei. At least over there you did say tal. Umotar. What does that mean, tal umotar? Imagine somebody said, Moirid hatal vahamotar. So Tosfos is saying, in the name of the Yerushalmi, then you'd be okay. Because even though you weren't supposed to mention Tal, but at the end of the day, you did mention Motor, and you were supposed to do that in the winter. When in our Gemara it says that if you don't mention Geshem, you have to repeat Shemoneh Esra, that's talking about when you didn't mention anything. Says Tosfos, no, I don't like that. V'loi Nahira. That does not appear to me to be correct. The Pshita. It's the Chayra Poshet. Im Hizkir Shnehem. If you mention both, there's nothing wrong with that. Ein Machzirin Oisai. You do not have to repeat. V'im Loi Hizkir Klal. And if you do not say anything at all, Pshita, the Machzirin Oisai. You do have to go back. Most obvious thing in the world. You've got to say something in the winter. Elovada yesh lefaresh. This is the way you've got to explain. Ha de itkar tal. Ha de loy itkar klal. Loy tal. Veloy motor. Lefichoch machzirim oisoy. You've got to go back if you make no mention at all of any shvach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the winter. Aval im hizkir tal, af b'moisa geshomim, ein machzirin oisoi. If somebody in the winter said the wrong shvach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he said tal, you do not have to go back, because at least you've mentioned a praise for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because of that, lakach, yesh b'nei odom, there are some people Sha'oimrim kol sha'o tal. This is us in Eretz Yisrael. Why do we say tal the whole time? Shehem regilim. Al mitoich shehem regilim. Because they're now used to saying tal. Im kein b'moys ha'geshomim, im shochach moyer ha'goshem, ein machzirin oisoi. This is moyer ha'voisoi. Another wonderful reason to live in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, where all of the summer, we, even the Bnei Ashkenaz, are saying Moed Atol. Now imagine it comes to the winter time, and we're supposed to say Mashiv HaRuach, and we forgot. But what does that mean, we forgot? So what did we say in it instead?
Same time.
Obviously, we said Moed Atol. You do not have to repeat Shmona Esra. And if you would have been in England or America, you would have had to repeat Shmona Esra. Why? Because the whole summer, what were you used to saying?
Yeah.
Nothing. So if you missed out Mashiv HaRuach in the winter, then presumably, once again, you said nothing, then you have to repeat Shmona Esra. So let's sum up all of Tosfos. It was not a complicated Tosfos. It's just a very action-packed Tosfos. Four or five halachas emerged from Tosfos. Let's sum them up. One, two, three, four, five. Because this is what we're going to try and see, how we paskin all of this. Halacha l'maisa, this is extremely important. They get every single day of our lives. Halacha number one. Tosfos says, with regard to the she'ela, if you miss out saying talumoto, you have a second bite of the cherry at Shemeya Tefillah. If you missed it out at Shemeya Tefillah, Tosfos says, based on the Yerushalmi, you go back to where? Merely Shemeya Tefillah. Not to the beginning of Shemona Esra, not to Baruch Aleinu, Shemeya Tefillah. Halacha number one. Tosfos did not say anything about what the opinion of the Bavli is on that, because apparently the Bavli does not express an opinion on that. So we have to look into the Rishon. You miss out the same Talumata, you go back to Shemeya Tefillah. Halacha number one. Halacha number two. What happens if you miss out Mashiv HaRuach? Can you put it in Shemeya Tefillah? The Yerushalmi says, yes, you may. Tosfos thought that maybe the Bavli agrees, and his conclusion was the Bavli disagrees. So according to the Bavli, once you've missed out Mashiv HaRuach, game over, back to the beginning of Shmoyne Esra. By the way, in parenthesis, what does that mean, you missed out Mashiv HaRuach? It means you finished the bracha. Obviously, as long as I haven't finished the bracha, I can still fix it up. But once I finish Baruch HaTov Hashem Mechaya Meisim, you're into the next bracha Vata Kodosh, finish, it's all over, back to the beginning of Shmoyne Esra. Shemeya Tefillah is not an option. The Yerushalmi says it is, but the Bavli says it's not. That's halacha number two. Halacha number three coming up. If you're in the summer months and you're supposed to be saying Moed Atol, and you say Mashiv HaRuach, what's the halacha? No. You've got to go back. Why do you have to go back? What's so bad? Why does it bother me so much that you didn't say Tal? And the answer is no. That doesn't bother me that you didn't say Tal. What bothers me is that you did say Geshem, and that is a Simon Klola. So if anybody says Mashiv HaRuach in the winter months, bad news. In the summer months, excuse me, in the summer months, that is Simon Klola, bad news, you've got to repeat Shmoyne Esra. Tosfos says that's halacha l'maisa. Halacha number four was what happens if you are in the winter months, not the summer. If you're in the winter and you're supposed to say Mashiv HaRuach and you by mistake forgot, says Tosfos, well, it depends. If you said nothing, you've got to repeat Shmoneh Esra. If you said Moirid HaTol, at least that is not a Simon Klola, and therefore you do not have to repeat Shmoneh Esra. That was halacha number four. Says Tosfos, it is for that reason that there are those people who say Moirid HaTol all year round. Why? Because that way they have a backup security measure. If ever they forget Mashiv HaRuach in the winter, probably they just continued whatever they were doing all summer, which is to say Moed Atol, in which case they'll be okay. Those are the four halachas that we just mentioned in Tosfos. Again, if you miss out Borech Aleinu, you go back to Shemeya Tefillah. If you miss out Mashiv Aruach, Machlekas Bavli Yerushalmi, whether you can go to Shemiah Tefillah. If in the summer you said Mashiv Aruach, definitely got to repeat Shemoneh Esrei, that's a simple klala. And in the winter, if I didn't say Mashiv Aruach and I said Moed Atol, not the end of the world, but if you missed out completely, you didn't say anything, then you got to repeat Shemoneh Esrei.
When it says Machzir Maisoi with respect to Mashiv Aruach or Moed Atol, we're talking about Atagibor?
No, beginning of Shemoneh Esrei.
Beginning of Shemoneh Esrei?
Because the first three brachas of Shemoneh Esrei are considered
to be one.
Right, and if you always got to go back to the beginning. Now, we need to see what we're going to learn. Be'ezus Hashem, we'll see quite a few of these halachas in Shulchan Aruch. But it's the first point that we began with, which is the most controversial. That very first point, if you miss out Borech Olein, you didn't say the same Talomata, you have a second go in Shemir Tfilah, you missed it out now for the second time, where do you have to go back to? So the Tosfos said in the name of the Yerushalmi, you merely have to go back to Shemir Tfilah. That is going to be a point of enormous controversy. We're going to see other Rishonim disagree, and with regard to Halacha Lemaisa, we'll have to see. Now, just before we close up shop, I'm going to leave off with a question, and to be honest, I don't think I have an answer at this stage. If anybody has a teretz for me, I'll be very, very excited to hear. I do not have a teretz. I've had this kasha for a number of years. Maybe there's a simple teretz. We just learned that if in the winter you're supposed to say Mashiv or Ruach or Moirid Ageshem, that's what you're supposed to say. And if you didn't, but you said Moirid Hatol by mistake, you're okay b'di'eved. Okay, big advantage of living here in Eretz Yisrael. If we forget Geshem, we're probably going to say Tal, we're okay. But what happens if you didn't say anything at all? Neither Mashiv Aruach nor Moirid Hatol, you've got to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. My very simple question is, I don't understand. In Chutz La'aretz, if you go to Chutz La'aretz now, in the summer, what are people saying in the second bracha of Atagibor? Nothing. They're obviously not saying Mashiv Aruach because we don't want Geshem in the summer. They don't say Moed Atol either for whatever reason. So they're saying nothing whatsoever. So if in the summer, in Chutz La'aretz, you're allowed to say nothing, why is winter any different? Why were we told with regard to winter that if you didn't say Geshem, but you said Tal, then you'll be okay. But if I didn't say Tal, oh, you've got to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. Why? Because I said nothing? Half of the world in Chutz La'aretz are busy saying nothing now in the summer. They don't have to go back. So in other words, what's the difference between winter and summer? In the same way as in the summer in Chutz La'aretz, the halacha is that if you say nothing, that's 100% fine. In fact, lechatchila, that's what they're all doing. Why is winter any different? Winter, you've got to say Geshem. And if you didn't say Geshem, at least tell. But if I said nothing, then you've got to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. Why? In Chutz La'aretz, that's what they do the whole summer. They say nothing. So that is my question. Why in Chutz La'aretz during the summer they say nothing and that's okay? And for some reason the winter is different. You've got to say at least some praise for Hashem. But if you say nothing, you've got to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. If anybody has a teretz on that, please let me know. Give me a call or an email. Yirtzeh Hashem will resume on Thursday, and if you have the sheets in front of you, Be'ezer Hashem, the first thing we'll see is the Rosh and the Rambam. I believe those are number 1 and 2 on the sheets, the Rambam and the Rosh, and then we'll see the Tor Beis Yosef. Please also bring a Shulchan Aruch Mishnah Brura, Chelek Aleph, for Thursday morning, all being well. All the best, everybody.